This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Rest and relax from Thanksgiving weekend. A wild, I took off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 5 days, three of them on the air, two of them weekend. But 5 days to recharge my batteries, and I'm right back at them big time today. Glad to be back with all of you. I missed you. Hope you missed me. I want to read you a commentary before I get to all the news of the day that really does explain exactly why what's happening is happening at the border and the response of Democrats to it. It's all happening because of Colombia versus Colombia. It's the commentary that I wrote that came out in yesterday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, was nationally syndicated around the country, hopefully to a newspaper near you. Colombia versus Colombia, a tale of two Americas. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, because now that the holiday is over, it's time to tell the truth, and it's not pretty. America is a badly divided nation. I believe you could sum up the divide in America by studying Colombia versus Colombia. That's the bridge too far. That's what is driving the strife, vitriol, and hatred in American politics. You see, I attended Columbia University, class of 83, but I will forever be an SOB, son of a butcher. I'm proud to say I don't think like any of my classmates at Columbia. I was a witness to how Ivy Leaguers really think about America. Not all, but the overwhelming majority, 99 out of every 100. The kids I met at Columbia were mostly rich kids. They were raised with everything handed to them on a silver platter. The result? Massive guilt and dysfunction. Almost every one of my Columbia classmates proudly described themselves as either socialist, communist, or Marxist. They hated America. They spoke nonstop about their hatred for capitalism and America and the middle class and small business. They did not believe in American exceptionalism. Rather, they wanted America to be punished for colonial imperialism. You hear that? I believe in American exceptionalism. Greatest country in world history. They believe in colonial imperialism. We're a bunch of white racists who have done bad things to people who are poor and color and minority and et cetera, et cetera. Weak people. They spoke all day long about their hatred for rich Americans and business owners, anyone with money and power. But not surprisingly, this described their own parents. All their parents had money and power. Freud would have had a field day with my Columbia College classmates. Their goal was to create fairness, equality, and social justice by bringing rich people like their own parents down and redistributing the wealth, making rich people like their parents poor, and giving all the money to people who are poor and black and brown. They called America a racist country. Many of them actually thought life was fairer in communist countries like Cuba or the old Soviet Union. I am a witness. And yes, they spoke even back then about white privilege. I don't remember if those are the exact words they used to describe it, but they spoke all the time about their guilt for being born white. They were 100% white liberals, but they appeared to be embarrassed, bitter, and guilty about being born white. To me, it was clearly self-hatred, dysfunction, and mental illness. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. Others have noticed what intellectual liberalism is all about. Two of my original conservative heroes were Michael Savage and Dennis Prager. Like me, both are Jewish, conservative, national radio hosts. Savage wrote the book called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. He got it. Prager coined the phrase about self-hating white liberals and self-hating white Jews. He got it. I just happen to be a first-hand witness to it all. My Columbia University classmates may have had white privilege, but as a son of a butcher, I've never experienced it, not once. No one ever gave me anything in my life because I'm white. Everything I achieved, I earned through hustling, scrapping, and fighting like a cornered wolverine. And if there is such a thing as white privilege, how come my father struggled his whole life as a blue-collar butcher wearing a white apron with bloodstains? Where was his white privilege? And how about, 7 out of 10 businesses I've started have failed? If I was white and had privilege, that wouldn't happen, right? How come I fail so much? I thought only black people fail. I thought only Hispanics fail. I thought white people aren't allowed to fail in America, according to liberals, you know, complaining about white privilege. And how come 63 million Trump voters don't believe in white privilege? How come none of us have had anything handed to us because of the color of our skin? That's why I'll always think more like Columbia, Missouri than Columbia University. Columbia, Missouri is the heartland of America. The people of that Columbia think just like my father. The people of that Columbia have never experienced white privilege. They're just trying to survive and raise their children to be good people. They're patriots. They would never kneel for the national anthem. They love God and they love country. They don't question American exceptionalism. They just know this nation is the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. They just know that. President Trump and I both speak for Columbia, Missouri, not Columbia University. That's the divide in America. It's deep, and sadly, there isn't room for compromise. One side or the other will win this fight, and I will never stop fighting against the scourge of liberalism. Never, ever, ever. Because America and American exceptionalism are not compatible with the ideals of Columbia University. Either Columbia, Missouri wins or Columbia University wins. And if Columbia University wins, that's the end of America. That's my commentary. Columbia versus Columbia. It appeared in yesterday's Las Vegas Review Journal. It'll appear on conservative websites all over the country this week. It's nationally syndicated. It appeared in many newspapers around the country on Sunday. And it explains everything I'm about to talk to you about today. What's going on in this country. The open borders. The attack on America. The invasion. Liberals don't mind. Liberals don't care. Liberals lie. Again and again. Liberals commit voter fraud to let illegals vote by the millions. Liberals stole Nevada. Quote me. Hey, John Ralston. You listening? Liberals stole Nevada. You know who I was on the phone with today? Bill Cunningham. The great Bill Cunningham. I was on his radio show last night. The number one Sunday night radio show in the United States of America. And I'm the most frequent guest in the history of the Bill Cunningham Show by far. Bill loves me. He's just like me. He thinks like me. He talks like me. He acts like me. He's me on the radio. And Bill Cunningham and I described and talked about last night this Columbia versus Columbia, but today I talked to him about another topic, a commentary I'm writing for the Las Vegas Review Journal about why the GOP managed to lose Nevada, and why the GOP has not only lost, but has thrived in Ohio. Ohio is like New York, California, Illinois. Ohio should be an all-Democrat state. Ohio is very urban, very, what's the right word I'm looking for, very minority. Why isn't Ohio Democrat? Ohio's all Republican. All five state offices, governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, controller, all controlled by Republicans in Ohio. One of the two senators Republican. I said the governor Republican, lieutenant governor Republican, and how about both houses Republican? How did they manage that in Ohio? When Nevada is a Wild West frontier state that should be much more like a Texas than a California. Because in Ohio, illegals cannot get a driver's license. And in Ohio, illegals can't vote with that driver's license because they don't have a driver's license. In Nevada, our Republican governor, Brian Sandoval, decided to make it legal for illegals to get a driver's license. And from that day on, that was the end of Nevada. That's how they're stealing the election. Liberals have allowed illegals to vote in Nevada the same way they vote after they get a driver's license in California. They brought the same poison, the same arsenic, the same disease, fatal disease to Nevada. And until you change that, you'll never win another election. Meanwhile, California, excuse me, Ohio is all Republican. You need all kinds of forms of ID to get a driver's license. You need a passport. You need a birth certificate, or you can't get a driver's license in Ohio. And to vote, you need a driver's license, or you can't vote. And you can't get the driver's license if you're an illegal, because you don't have a passport and you don't have a birth certificate. That's why we lost Nevada. That's a lesson for the nation. I'll be writing about this all over the nation. I'll be talking about it at the Men's Republican Club of the State of Nevada, where I'm the guest speaker on December 4th, next week. This is what it's all about. It's all about illegals voting. And if you don't stop illegals from voting, you don't win elections if you're a Republican. And that's why the border's open. And that's why Democrats want the border open. And that's why they kept saying it wasn't an invasion. Wayne Root's exaggerating. It wasn't an invasion. It'll take them months to get here. And it's just women and children. And it turns out it's all men. It's all military-age men. And it turns out they got here over the weekend. Not months from now. And it turns out it is an invasion. What do you call people attacking your border? But the people who are denying it and lying about it, denying and lying, are the same Democrats who went to Columbia University with me, or the people who think exactly like the Democrats who went to Columbia University with me. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. They honestly want open borders. And you have to make a decision. Do you want the entire world to live in the United States? The world is poor. What is it, 7 billion people? I believe it's 7 billion now. 7 billion people, almost all of them live in unimaginable poverty. And in America, the middle class lives better than the rich lived 50 years ago. The richest billionaire 50 years ago didn't live as well as a person in the middle class lives today. And you have to decide if you want this country destroyed and ruined. You have to decide if you want 7 billion people who all want to come to America to come to America and overwhelm the 340 million people who live here and bring us massive poverty and massive stupidness. Because most of the rest of the world is stupid. The rest of the world is unskilled. They don't speak English, and they certainly don't speak their own language well. They couldn't get a real job. They couldn't create a resume. They have no resume. They never went to school. If you bring them to our country will be just like the Middle East. Our country will be just like Egypt or any other Arab country you can name. Our country will be just like Africa. Our country will be like Haiti. Our country will be like Mexico. Our country will be like Central America. Our country will be like the poorest people of China who have nothing. You let them in and you will have nothing. We will have nothing. America will be nothing. There will be no exceptional. There will be substandard misery and malaise. That's what Democrats bring. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4-plus years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor expert suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network. I hope you appreciated my epic rant to open the show, but I got to tell you, when I say that, I don't say it to mean I'm making it up or I'm being an actor or I'm exaggerating. Wasn't I a good actor? I mean, I really believe that with every ounce of blood, with every capillary, with every vein, with every vessel, with my heart pounding, every bit of passion I've got, I believe in everything I just said. The borders are open because Democrats want to destroy this country. I met them at Columbia University. They're all losers. They hate this country. They're little rich spoiled brats with guilt. They hate everything this country stands for. They hate capitalism, even as they get rich. Even as Obama becomes a billionaire by preaching socialism in a capitalist society, proving that capitalism works. Even as that happens, they hate capitalism and they want to take away our ability to make money. Obama thinks he's allowed to be a billionaire, but you and I should just live in misery and malaise like the people of Cuba or the people of Greece or the people of Venezuela or the people of every country in the world that's ever tried or even touched socialism. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, and I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, gun, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall, and throwing capitalism. So a lot of G's, God, guns, gold, tax cuts, a lot of T's, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall, and one C, capitalism. G's and T's and C's. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and our beloved GOP. This show comes to you from Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income tax and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, owned and operated and founded by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get the best deal in the world. 800-885-4653. And I'm here to fight for you to make sure you get the best deal in the world. You can always contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. But it's U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Or go online at usgoldbureau.com/root. But you know you got to do it. You know you've got to do it because you know our country is in serious trouble. You see what they're trying to do to Trump. You see what they're trying to do with the open borders. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call in anytime, 833-WAR-TALK, especially that last and third hour, but 833-WAR-TALK anytime. And if I have time, I'll take your call, 833-927-8255. I told you what Columbia was like, and that's why corrupt California Governor Jerry Brown pardons a former Democratic senator convicted of voter fraud. There it is. That's how they want to destroy the country. That's why he did something like that. Because they believe so strongly in open borders and voter fraud with illegals voting. Angela Merkel, the prime minister of Germany, said today nations must be ready to give up their sovereignty. Really? So you're going to turn Germany into a Muslim nation? Really? And you want us to turn America into a Muslim, Mexican, Central American nation? Or an African Haitian nation? And bring all the world's poor to America? We should do that. Really, why? Why do I have to give up my sovereignty? Last I checked, we're a nation and we have borders. I'm not giving up anything. Anyone who would go along with Angela Merkel is suicidal. Liberal Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio. This is the only Democrat who got elected in Chicago, in Ohio. Remember I said earlier how Ohio, Bill Cunningham taught me a lesson in why Ohio does so much better than Nevada. And, of course, California, New York, and all the liberal states. But the reason why is they do have voter ID and illegals can't vote. But there's one single major elected Democrat, Sherrod Brown. But he acts like a populist. He acts like he's a man of the working class. He acts like Bernie Sanders, and somehow they elect him. He's the only exception to the rule. But he says Trump is a phony populist, anti-Semitic, and racist. And I'm telling you, this is the kind of guy that went to Columbia University. And whenever you tell the truth, you're racist. That's racism. Lindsey Graham blasts Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and tells her to visit the Holocaust Museum. See, that's racism. She compared the Jews running from the Nazi Holocaust to the people at our border. Sorry, darling. It's not the same thing, you moron. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a moron. She's so dumb she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her, the C and the A. Have you ever heard her interviews? I'm not saying that because of one comment. I'm saying it because I've watched her videos. She knows nothing about anything. And there's no comparison between Jews in Nazi Germany and the thugs at our border.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
War now.
Hey, For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. Up to five of their plants could be shut down. The company is trying to restructure to save money, $6 billion by the company's estimate by the end of 2019. The automaker says it's part of an effort to transform for the future of the industry. A snowstorm packing blizzard-like conditions has caused big travel worries in the Midwest. About 1,000 flights have been canceled and twice that amount delayed. This man has been driving in Aurora, Illinois.
It's been very slippery, a lot of snow, a lot of driving cautiously as you go through it, so take your time, you'll need it.
Part of the East is getting heavy rain from the big storm system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now at the USA Radio Network. I want to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, Rex Pistols. Because I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for all of you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. I've owned many guns, but my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would function every time and in every situation. Rex was remarkable in the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military and law enforcement, but it's only a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including kvar.com. That's K, and then you put a dash, and then VAR, V-A-R.com. K, and then a dash, and VAR.com. Use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, to get your free holster ship with your gun. Isn't that cool? Free holster. That's k-var.com. K and then a dash and then a var.com, or head to your local gun store. Thank you, Rex Pistol, for such a beautiful pistol. All right, we've got our guest here, Josh Manning, senior news editor at westernjournal.com, one of the busiest conservative websites in the United States of America. Senior news editor, westernjournal.com, Josh Manning. Hey, Josh, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing great. I actually just looked up these AREX pistols that you're talking about. These are pretty sharp.
They are, and I designed my own. They let me design any pistol I wanted, so I got a wood handle on a cool black metal gun, and it's just beautiful. It's a really cool gun. It's very, what do they say? It's, what do they say? A bling-bling. That's the word I'd use. Very bling. Very bling. I'm a bling kind of guy, you know?
You are a bling kind of guy, Wayne.
I'm an old-fashioned conservative who wants America to be back to the way it was in the good old days, but I want to be bling-bling today, so I like to mix those two. You know, there we go.
Most people have never seen you walk into a room, Wayne. I have, and that is a bling-bling kind of entrance, man. You're larger than life.
All right, thank you. I guess that's a compliment. I resemble that remark.
It is a compliment.
Let's talk about the most popular stories at westernjournal.com. It used to be Western Journalism. Now it's westernjournal.com.
That's right.
Am I right in describing you as one of the most popular conservative websites in America, or would you call yourself one of the most popular political websites? Do you say that you're a conservative site? What word do you use?
We're definitely more of a conservative site, but you don't have to limit the popularity comment to conservative sites. When you look at industry newsletters, industry news publications that send out information about who's doing the best in the industry, regardless of political affiliation, we always end up at top, in the top groups of websites. There are frequently months where we'll beat out CBS, ABC, and others, just because our content is so good, so engaging on social media.
All right, well, before I get to that engaging content on your website, I wanted to mention something. It's probably there, too, but I just saw something over the weekend. I look at a lot of conservative websites, including yours, and I saw a video. Someone videotaped all the migrant caravan people in line to get free food in Tijuana. And I guess twice a day they're fed, and they're given free food by the government of Mexico, I guess. And they were in line to get food, and the line went on for a long time, and the camera filmed people for like 3 minutes. So it must have filmed hundreds of people, and there wasn't one woman or one child. It was only military-age males. So all of those who claimed that this caravan was children and women and disabled people and weak people, it turns out to be all military-age males, I'm sure many of whom are trouble, many of whom are gangbangers, many of whom are murderers, many of whom might be or are rapists, many of whom could very well be gangbangers who want to bring drugs in our country, many are sex traffickers and drug mules, many are drug traffickers, you know, the leaders of drug dealing. So lots of bad people in line. Did you see that video?
I have not seen that video, Wayne, and, you know, I was out over Thanksgiving, so I kind of tried to unplug and be with my family. I have seen some similar footage, and it's funny you bring that up. We've actually got a story right now on the Tijuana government, an and how they've dealt with over 100 caravanners who've been arrested on criminal charges just so far. I'm not even sure the caravan has been there for a whole week. I can't remember when they arrived. But this quickly, they've already dealt with 100 arrests. And some of these arrests have been for some pretty wicked stuff, like stabbings and violent encounters. So you're right. You know, one of the problems that the United States has, that Trump is trying to solve, one of the problems that Mexico now has, is that these immigrants can come in, and there's really not a system in place to make sure that criminals are screened out, that ne'er-do-wells are screened out, that people who would pose a health hazard, I mean, that's not very politically correct to say, but people who have got contagious diseases, there's nothing in place right now to effectively screen those people out. And governments truly have a responsibility to their people to protect them from threats that would cross their borders. And what's interesting is you now see Mexicans responding to this the same way that we have. In fact, I saw a story, the mayor of Tijuana has been photographed sporting a Make Tijuana Great Again hat.
I know, I saw that. Very funny. By the way, I've got a great friend who supplies jokes to all the late night comics. His name's Cliff Lawrence. And he just sent me one of his newest ones. He says, immigration news. According to a new report, the Central American gang Barrio 18 has infiltrated the migrant caravans. To give you an idea of how bad this gang is, MS-13 gangsters in the U.S. are now chanting, build the wall, build the wall. I thought that was a pretty good joke. Cliff Lawrence with a very funny one. Thank you. So we're on the line with Josh Manning, senior news editor, WesternJournal.com, and we want to go over some of the most popular stories at Western Journal. And so the Tijuana government is reeling over 100 members of the migrant caravan arrested on criminal charges. You alluded to that a second ago. Give us a little more details on that.
Sure. We are seeing arrests, or well, the folks in Tijuana are seeing arrests for violent encounters that some of these migrants are having with people there and among themselves. To quote, there's a Mexican newspaper in Tijuana, sort of the Tijuana newspaper, I think, is called El Sol, the Sun. And they make the comment, the fact is that these migrants who have problems of addiction, who are using drugs on the public highway, become highly vulnerable to recruitment by local delinquency to turn them into drug dealers and possible victims of crime. Ironically, government officials in Mexico are starting to come to the same conclusion that the Trump administration has come to, that something has to be done about these transnational groups of people who seek simply to violate different nations' sovereignty so that they can, not every one of them falls into this category, but so many of them fall into the category of people wanting to come so they can line up to get that free food, wanting to line up so that they can get those benefits that Western liberal democracies provide their citizens.
Sounds a lot like what Trump said. Hey, Josh, sounds a lot like what Trump said when he first announced for president on the day he announced. What did he say? A lot of the people from Mexico, they're not just sending us their best. They're sending us plenty of bad ones. And that's basically what he never said. All of them are bad, but he said Mexico's not just sending us their best. Some are very bad. And he was right, and it's happening again, except it's Central America and Mexico.
Yeah, there are many times Trump has made comments about people, immigrants who he would want to see stay here. These are highly skilled immigrants, competitive immigrants, immigrants who are interested in having traditional families, and basically sort of assimilating into American society. These are people that we want. They bring skills here. They enrich our community. We absolutely want immigration when it looks like that. What we don't want is mass immigration, and we don't want mass immigration where people aren't screened, where we don't know who's coming here, where we don't know their security status, and perhaps most importantly, where they're not necessarily interested in assimilating into American culture. You know, the big difference here is that in the past, America's always had immigrant communities. The left loves to talk about how America's a nation of immigrants. That's true. We are a nation of immigrants. But the huge difference here is that immigrants who came here before wanted to be Americans. They saw something innately valuable and irreplaceable about American society, American culture, American democracy. And they wanted to come and be a part of that. What we see now is a shift away from that, and that should disturb anyone, especially the conservatives who are worried about the Democrats' plan to get the vote to these folks.
Right. And that's what I was ranting about the entire first half of the show. You weren't with us, but I was talking about open borders and my experiences at Columbia University, where I graduated in 83, and everybody there wanted to overwhelm the system and bankrupt this country and bring all the rich people to their knees. And the way they wanted to do was fill the nation with welfare recipients, and that's what they're doing when they open the borders, fill the nation with welfare recipients. So
this is, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say you have another story up there that CNN says no evidence of rock throwing at the border, but Western Journal has the actual video where they're throwing rocks. Tell us about it. This is the important stuff people have to know, Josh Manning.
Yes, absolutely. Folks need to go to WesternJournal.com.
Hey, Josh, the music's coming on. Can you hang through the break and give it to us?
I can hang.
Break? All right, so
you
that.
You got it, buddy.
Josh gets the holdover. He gets the call. He gets the Wayne Root wave. You're coming on for second segment. So, Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. CNN and all the liberals said, they're not throwing rocks. It's not an invasion. They're all good people. WesternJournal.com has the video. You'll want to watch it after we come back and tell you about it. You'll want to go to WesternJournal.com and watch it at Josh Manning's website. In the meantime, Wayne Allen Root is with you. War Now, USA Radio. Hour number three, we'll join in with Newsmax TV. 60 million homes and growing fast. War Now and USA Radio. My website, RootForAmerica.com. We shall return. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
Were you scammed into signing a
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this segment of the show is sponsored by My Doctor Suggest. I was just sucking on My Doctor Suggest Colloidal Silver Lozenge to keep my voice in great shape for all of you. I've never missed 1 minute on the air in almost 3 years. February 6th will be our anniversary, 3 years on the air. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV, plus all my interviews, plus all my business meetings, plus all my phone calls. But just on the air, 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year. That's a lot of talking, but my throat is now a workhorse because of My Doctor Suggest Colloidal Silver Lozenge. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel and lozenge, and when you suck on the lozenge, or the liquid gel for that matter, you let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these magical, remarkable lozenges today. All you have to do is call 866-660-9868. Best way to get them, call 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 10% off your first order, 866-660-9868. We've got Josh Manning here, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, and when we left, we were about to talk about the video they've got that proves CNN are complete liars and frauds, that there is actually evidence of rock throwing at the border. Well, CNN says no evidence of rock throwing at the border. Please, Josh Manning, take it away.
Hey, Wayne, good to be back with you. So CNN is, you know, they absolutely love running narratives that these immigrants, these caravanners are completely innocent and have never done anything wrong, and they absolutely love to paint the U.S. authorities as brutal and totalitarian. And, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think she tweeted earlier today comparing these people to Holocaust victims, and I'm just thinking, my God, she needs to go to the a Holocaust museum because they're not parallel at all. But anyway, CNN, in doing this, CNN reported that, oh, there was no rock throwing going on. But authorities fired these pepper balls and tear gas and these things into the crowd just to get them to disperse, that there was no real threat, et cetera, et cetera. You can make up the rest. You know exactly what they would say. Well, we've got video, though, of immigrants at the border at this same time when this surge was happening back on Sunday, showing them throwing rocks just all over this wall. You know, there's a section of fencing there, and then there's a section of border wall that you can see. And, man, they are all over this thing, throwing everything they can at it and over it, trying to hit people on the other side. So the idea that there was no rock throwing, the idea that this was peaceful, and, I bet you've seen the picture today. Six or seven different news outlets ran with it. It's a woman with two kids running.
Yes.
And, yeah. And of course, the media doesn't coordinate. You know, we know that, right, Wayne?
Well, they probably found the only woman running. The only woman running. That was it.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, yeah. So you get the only one you can find. But when six different networks run it, it's incredible. But the point here is that this narrative that the media is trying to craft, that these are innocent, put-upon people. You know, you made the point a few minutes ago. All of the folks in line there for that free food you were talking about, you said they were all military-aged males. All military-aged males, very few women and children in the midst of that. Isn't it interesting, though, that the iconic picture from yesterday and today is a woman with two kids? Yeah. It is, you know, I was looking at a piece on journalism earlier today. And true journalists, they don't try to twist the story. They try to provide context and expertise. And, man, what CNN is doing, what MSNBC is doing, what ABC, NBC, CBS, all of these people are doing is absolutely twisting the truth, twisting reality to fit a political narrative that they think is important. It's a political narrative that the majority of the country does not share.
Right. Agreed. Let's grab one other story before we run out of time for the day. Of course, liberals are probably screaming all over America. I've been too busy to even notice, but I'm sure they're screaming that, oh, my God, we shot tear gas and at these poor, poor people. But flashback, Obama-era Border Patrol engaged migrant group with chemical deterrence. So tell everybody what that's about. Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com.
Yeah, so this was back in 2013. I particularly like this one, Wayne, because it's so much fun to see them get angry at something and then realize they've done it in the past. This happened back in 2013, about this time, in 2013, actually. It was, it's almost, 5 years ago to the day, back in November. There's an incident at the border. It's the same area, at the Tijuana River Channel. And there were some folks on the other side of the border, on the Mexican side of the border, harassing Americans, and ICE had tried to push back, or pardon me, Border Patrol had tried to push back, and people were still a problem, so there was actually only one Border Patrol officer there at the time. He opened up with some pepper balls and pepper spray. That didn't slow them down. More border agents came on the scene, hit them with the same thing, finally repelled them, and of course, not a word from the left, nothing condemning Obama. The country never even knew about it. Same thing that happened
unbelievable.
Yesterday.
Unbelievable. We thank conservative media like Josh Manning's WesternJournal.com for telling us the truth and exposing the truth, just like Obama was also separating women from children at the border. But when Trump does it, he's a Nazi, he's Hitler, he's KKK, he's the worst human being that ever lived, he's Eichmann. It's unbelievable. Josh Manning, thanks for coming on, man. WesternJournal.com. Thanks, Josh. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.